question.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. I'm Sir Yeshua Abel, Deacon Jeshua, and I would like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's now time to start finding the seats for Sabbath services.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is Son of Yeshua Abel Yedidia Hawkins, and I'd like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's a privilege and honor to present to you the sons and daughters of Yeshua Abel now entering the sanctuary. I now present to you one of the sons of Yeshua Abel, future priest Bill Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. My title today is The 10 Kings Are Bringing the World to Destruction, but Yeshua Hawkins is Teaching Peace. A couple of months ago, the so-called Holy Patriarchs held a meeting. 4 of the 14 that planned to go did not attend. These 4 were the Patriarch of Russia, the Patriarch of Antioch, the Patriarch of Georgia, and the Patriarch of Bulgaria. Notice a house divided can't stand. Turn to Amosia 3 on page 696. Amosia 3, verse 3. It says, "Can two walk together unless they're in agreement? So can this group of self-proclaimed great and holy patriarchs stand if they can't agree over a meeting?" Turn to Revelation 17. Revelation 17, verse 12. "And the 10 horns that which you saw are the 10 kings which have not received a kingdom, but receive authority as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one purpose, and they give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them, for he is the ruler of rulers and king of kings, and those who are with him are called and chosen and faithful." Now notice that the nations that these patriarchs are from is in and around the area of the great river Euphrates. Now there is a showdown. The showdown of righteousness versus evil is being played out now. The showdown between Yeshua Hawkins and the 10 kings, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Praise Yahweh. The voice of Yahweh is crying out from the wilderness, teaching Yahweh's laws. He's always taught that two wrongs do not make a right. He understands that war doesn't bring peace. In the 2015 calendar, Pastor gives us a message straight from Yahweh against any form of retaliation. Here is an excerpt from that calendar. It says, "Be like Yeshua, let your will be done, not mine. There is no place in the scriptures that says to bear a sword or bear a grudge, or to be hateful or envious of your brother or sister. There's no place that teaches this in the scriptures." Yeshua Hawkins is opposing Babylon. He's teaching Yahweh's laws. In 40 years, he has done more than all the churches could have done in 6,000. Satan's crooked leaders all teach war. They say things like, we're gonna knock them out, get them, beat them harder than they've ever been beaten before. That's how ignorant they are. Turn to Isaiah 59. Verse 7, "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. They do not know the way of peace, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever walks on them will not know peace." This is the mindset of leaders who say, "We need a big army to kick out ISIS." They can't reason in their bug-infested brains that ISIS is a god, and no one has taught them that either. President Obama said, "We are groping in the dark looking for answers. They won't find their answers out in the world. The only place they can find the answers to the problem is here, to the problems is here at the house of Yahweh." Turn to Isaiah 32. Isaiah 32, verse 17. "The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness will be quietness and assurance forever. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in sure, secure dwellings, in quiet resting places. There won't be that fear that the world has of someone stealing their things. There will be peace taught." When the History Channel called Pastor Yishuv Hawkins a dirty, nasty name, he didn't retaliate. He didn't say, "Oh, that's something or another." He doesn't hold grudges, but the confused Pope says, "If you say anything about my mother, I'm going to punch you." And he also teaches forgiveness. Pastor teaches forgiveness. In the 11th book of Yishuv, chapter 5, verses 78 through 79, it says, Luke 17, verse 3, "Now be on your guard. If your brother trespasses against you, rebuke him. Yes, rebuke him. But if he repents, forgive him." It's that simple, and you better do it. It's hard to do, but you can do it and get in the habit of it, and it becomes less hard, less difficult. Verse 4. If he trespassed against you seven times in one day, now if you're stressed out or the man is stressed out, seven times in one day might get a little irritable after a while, but you still can do it, and he shows you there. So brothers and sisters, we can forgive. It's not an impossible thing. In conclusion, we have two choices. The 10 kings of the east in and around the great river Euphrates, or Yishuv Hawkins, the voice crying out here in Abilene, Texas. So let's strive for the goal. Let's learn what to teach and teach what we've learned. And with that, I'll turn it over to Sonny Joyvo for prayer.
It's my privilege and honor to turn the services over to Son of Yishuv Abel, Deacon Yishuv Abel.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The title of my sermon today is Zechariah 6, verse 11, Yeshua is working with Yishuv Hawkins. And if you'll turn over to the book of Zechariah, in your book of Yahweh, and look at chapter 6, and it's found on page 719, Zechariah 6 and verse 11. And it says here, "Take the silver and gold and make crowns and set them upon the head of Yeshua, son of Yahzadok," which we know that's Yahweh, the high priest. Now in the King James Version, they have the word Joshua there, and that's there, you know, to deceive the people, but we know that that is Yeshua. And if you look to the side of the word Yahzadok, and if you see the side note L, it says here, word number 3087, Hebrew Dictionary, Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, means Yahweh who made righteousness and is righteous. Now, here's from the Strong's for number 3087. And if you see here, it's from 3068 and 6663. Now, if we look at 3068, it means self in the Strong's. It means self-existent or eternal natural name of Yahweh. And it also talks about the Tetragrammaton in the Strong's. Now, 3087 ties in to 1961. And the meaning of 1961 here, if you can see that, it says compare 1933, to exist, be or become, and come to pass. Now, and then 1961 then ties into 1933. Now, 1933, it means to be in the sense of existence, to be, become, exist, occur. Now in the year 1933, Pastor Yishuv Hawkins was in his mother's womb. 1 year later, in 1934, Yishuv Hawkins was born. And if we look at the Strong's Number 1934, it means to exist, become, come to pass. To come to pass, become, be. To come to pass, to come into being, arise, become, come to be. To let become known. And 1933 also ties into 1934 also ties into 1933, which meant to be in the sense of existence. So the Strong's definition for 1934, the year that Pastor Yishel Hawkins was born, is to exist, and we know, or to come to pass. And we know that Pastor Yishel Hawkins was born in 1934, and that's when the increase of knowledge began. Let's look back to Zechariah 6, verse 11. And it says, take the silver and gold and make crowns and set them upon the head of Yeshua, son of Yahweh, the high priest. Now let's look over to Hebrews chapter 10. And this is found on page 949. Hebrews 10, and look at verse 21. And it says, and having a high priest over the house of Yahweh. So Yeshua is high priest over the house of Yahweh. Now let's go back to Zechariah. Back to Zechariah chapter 6. And I'm going to read 11 and verse 12 also. And it says, take the silver and gold and make crowns and set them upon the head of Yeshua, son of Yahweh, the high priest. Speak to him and say, this is what Yahweh of hosts says. Behold, the man whose name is the branch, for he will branch out from his place and he will build the house of Yahweh. Now Yeshua, the high priest, is working as high priest with Pastor Yishel Hawkins in these last days. In the 12th book of Israel, part 1, chapter 23, and verse 94, this is on the Feast of Pentecost, and Pastor says, remember what is said about the branch over here in Isaiah 11, verse 1. Out of Yeshua's root is going to come this branch. So he's saying, behold this branch, the man whose name is the branch. For he will branch out, that is Zechariah 6:12, from his place, and he will build the house of Yahweh. Not many people have done that in this time period, is there? I don't know of any called the branch except this one that we're in right here with the donkeys tied. Praise Yahweh. That narrows it down quite a bit to who he's talking about here. That is going to bring forth Yahweh's plan, finish Yahweh's plan. His plan, of course, is making man in his likeness and his image. Remember Genesis 1:26. That was his plan. Let's see how far I want to go here. Continuing in verse 96 here, he says, verse 13, yes, he will build the house of Yahweh, he will bear glory, and will sit and rule on his throne. Remember, ruled by righteous decisions, not by sight or hearing, but by the laws of Yahweh. Remember what Revelation says, you know, there will not be anything there that will defile. Continuing on here, it says, he will be a priest upon his throne and the council of peace. The council of peace. You don't find peace anywhere in the world today, brethren, except right here in this house. And the reason you find it is you're following the laws of Yahweh and the example of Yeshua that Yeshua set. The council of peace will be between them both, between the branch and between Yeshua the high priest. The plan of Yahweh will be finished, will succeed in that manner. So we all know who the branch is in these last days, and Yeshua Messiah is working with Pastor in this work. You can only find peace here because we are following the laws of Yahweh and the example that Yeshua Messiah set. So I want to encourage you to remember the three W's that were covered on Day of Atonement: to work, watch, and wait. And with that, if you'll all please stand. It's my great honor and privilege to present to you the great Cornelia Hyler Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may all be seated. But of course, continuing on, as the great deacon just said, our high priest Yeshua Messiah is honoring our great teacher and the work that's being done And remember, Yahweh knows those who are His because they depart from iniquity. And of course, you do that through education. Peace can only come through education. But what we see in our world today, and we're going to start off with showing the first thing is the cyber warfare. The United States has said that they are going to retaliate. And notice the word retaliation in the news, how many times it is used. To retaliate. In other words, two wrongs to them, well, it doesn't make a right, but it makes them feel better. And that's what they're doing. Remember the superiority they're looking for. They want to be the ruling power, and there are people vying for many positions here. Well, the United States has said that they're going to attack, and they're saying that Russia has been meddling in the presidential elections here in the United States. Now, that is what the government is saying, and they're accusing Russia of doing so. So now they're looking to attack on a personal level, of course, gossip, slander. That's what they're looking at doing, the same thing we see in the American politics. They're looking at attacking the Kremlin and, of course, the president over there, Vladimir Putin. They're looking to attack those leaders, and they're trying to turn the people against those leaders because they're vying for this. They want backing is what they want. They need this backing because of what we see taking place in the Middle East. Now, remember the cyber warfare. You know, it truly takes place through satellites, and the wars have truly reached into the heaven with this cyber warfare. But the U.S. also recently, this last week, shot missiles into Yemen. Now, they're saying this is Iranian-controlled rebels. They're Yemen-backed by Iran. That's what they're saying. And they fired missiles. They said it was to retaliate at some missiles being shot at the USS Mason, which is a warship. And, of course, Iran followed that by, now they're in the Gulf of Aden. That is to the south of Yemen. The Gulf of Aden, Iran has now sent a warship, so now you have an American warship, an Iranian warship, and then you have Saudi Arabia attacking Yemen. Now, this is a change. This is the first time the United States openly attacked Yemen. It had been done before, previously, through the backing of Saudi Arabia. And then we have Vladimir Putin coming out, and he's openly saying that what we see here is rulership being done through a form of blackmail. And he says Russia will not back down, and they never have, and they never will. And then if you remember, pastors quoted Malachi Martin many times, showing that Russia, the United States, and the UN, which is the Catholic Church, they're all vying to come out on top. They're pushing for this top position. Well, listen to what Hillary Clinton, President Obama, listen to what these leaders say about how the United States will be number one, or there won't be another one. They will be number one or no one else. And they're vying for that top position. Well, also remember last week when we brought out that the United States was talking about creating safe zones, which are known as no-fly zones. That is established when a military base wants to shoot down anything it flies other than themselves. They will shoot down anyone. Well, the United States is now, with Russia involved, they're messing with a country that can do the same thing. And Russia has established itself this week. They have now set up a permanent Air Force base, also with air missile defense systems, which we talked a little bit about last week. Now Russia can also do the same thing. They can now establish a no-fly zone where they will shoot out anyone from the skies. Now keep in mind, Russia is saying this week they will not tolerate any force or any kind of damaging aggression, which they're considering death or shooting down their planes, against Russia. That was into the comments made by the State Department last week that Russia will be sent home in body bags. And of course, the U.S. general saying that we will beat you down harder than you've ever been beat before. Now, this is harsh talk, but Russia is not taking it lightly. And of course, the United States has been established in the Middle East, but Russia is now establishing itself in the Middle East. And of course, that conjures up China. China is now saying that they want to dominate Asia. They want America's dominance out of Asia. So you have all of these countries now, they're vying, they're pushing, they're shoving, but no one is looking for this peace, as we see with the celebration of the third Iman in the Muslim countries. Look how many people gather for this. It is hundreds of thousands, most likely measured in the millions when you put them all together. Now they're celebrating, it was the death of the third Iman, Ashura. And they actually go in, and part of this celebration, they're cutting themselves. We don't actually show that due to the, it's a little bit more than what we need to show, but they're cutting themselves. They're beating themselves. They're actually taking canes and hitting their backs till blood is pouring everywhere. but they're doing this in honor of the persecution and the martyrdom of their saint, the third Iman. But what is this doing? There's no peace being taught. It's only aggression. It's an emotion of aggression. And they're building up. They're building up in anger to where you can see we are in the most deadliest time that this world has ever seen, to where nuclear weapons are soon to be used. And you can see it building up where these things will come out. But it also, notice the lady on the UN Council. She represents the Council of Peace. They recently went to Syria and they're doing a press conference, and she actually says that when we went to Syria, the thing that we've seen is there's no civil war. Everyone will tell you there's no civil war. You have the Syrian government and its people, and they're fighting against mercenaries. Remember Vladimir Putin when he said mercenaries, they fight for whoever's paying them. And if someone pays them more, they'll fight for them. They're just out for money. Pay us, we fight. But that's what we see building, the tensions in and around the great river Euphrates. If we could go ahead and please play the news. I would like to introduce the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Oh, dear. Oh, this is wonderful. You may be seated. You're a beautiful sight. Welcome home. You know, it may be that you won't leave here again. Hillel is pretty angry, and of course, Yahweh's let her influence the world. Right now, the world is hearing the truth, and of course, we're getting attention. This article this week, the news article that I wrote a few weeks ago, Yisrael Hawkins says he's revealing solid teachings on the two trees in the Garden of Eden in new publication this week, and it's up to 60,000. I got another one after that. It's coming up about 1,000 every hour. You can imagine that. And the one last week is up to 150,000 now. Now, these are newspapers that's running this. And of course, here's one with an interesting number. Kohan Benjamin Krause Hawkins. Yisrael Hawkins links common health concerns to biblical laws being broken. It's up to 144,000. Praise Yahweh. We're the top on Google. Very top on Google, have been for months now. Nothing else is getting near us. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you, by the way. The news is horrible in one way, because you see the wars and the fightings, and then you see they're getting ready for the big war that the scripture talks about. There'll be time no longer. It's not going to be withheld this time. Yahweh's going to let it go. You'll see this in a few days, and a lot more information on this number. But the latest ship, it's called on board the USS Zimwalt, the Navy's brand new $4 billion battleship. Aboard the U.S. Zimwalt, there has never been a Navy destroyer like this. Never one that looked like this, and never one that cost so much. The ship is designed to be stealthy, that is, unseen. All of the sharp angles are meant to defect radar beams sent out by anyone trying to find it. It's actually colored like the waves of the ocean. The captain of this ship, anyone who's seen Star Trek, his name is James Kirk. They're living in Disneyland, I think. All living in Disneyland. Well, it says he says a great deal about it, but I'd like, the number on it is 1,000. I called the elder this morning and told him to work on that, plus all this other that's coming from Follywood and leading the world. Russia tells citizens to prepare for nuclear war with the West, with the United States. Yemen denies ever shooting at the United States, but the United States says they did. Russia says fulfill delivery of S-300 missile system to Iran. So, you know, this will stir things up a little faster as Russia prepares to be the one on top, as the United States prepares to be the one on top, as you saw in the news that was just brought to you. U.S. military strikes Yemen after missile attacks on U.S. Navy ship, which they denied. Nuclear war imminent as Russia tells citizens to find out where the closest bunkers are. Where's our closest bunkers that's in the United States? Where's the only bunker? I tell you, there's no safety anywhere in the world, and their bunkers is not going to help them. Once that land is burned, they can't live in it any longer. Russia, U.S. moved past Cold War. You move past Cold War to unpredictable confrontations. Shows the two leaders of these countries. Look at the hatred that you see in the standoff there, and they can't much go against this. You know, the people would reject them and call them cowards. But the future war with Russia or China would be extremely lethal, either one of those nations, and fast, U.S. General warns. I warned you that myself from the Holy Scriptures. And here a few weeks ago, I started bringing out about Hillel's sons, Satan's sons, and how they're involved in this. They are the gods, the original gods that Yahweh allowed it. There's nothing goes on in the universe that Yahweh doesn't know about, but apparently they thought they were like the stealth ship. They couldn't be seen trespassing on earth. And of course, they knew what Yahweh had built the earth for and his plan. He had shared that with Hillel. She walked up and down with me in the coals of fire, he said. Someone could write several books on that, but to try to make a very long story short, Satan knew she was in on Yahweh's plans. There was nothing. One of the Yekiska said nothing withheld from her. She became jealous of this when he presented his plan for mankind. Yahweh knew that his plan included perfect righteousness, which that's the only thing he's going to allow in the kingdom. Any unrighteousness is it would start feuds and fights, and then you would face the retaliation, the vengeance, that and then more vengeance Yahweh showed us in Cain. We'll study that a little more later, because it's very important. But Satan's sons were denied. They were not denied the rulership in the universe, and they pretty much proved their capabilities when they were given earth, or allowed to. Yahweh could have stopped them, but he didn't. Yahweh is one to, his plan is to let man, and of course Satan and her sons, reveal to themselves what sin brings. And of course, that's what we're seeing here now with the nations of the United States and Russia and North Korea, coming from Washington, D.C. Someone said I should put a D.C. after Washington. I hope that wasn't all they got out of the sermon, Washington, and of course, and Russia and China, Japan, all of these nations are bitter and angry. We know the plans from Malachi Martin and his book, The Keys of This Blood, which showed that the seven hills of Rome holds the keys of the blood of Genesis 49. And of course, we're the only ones that's ever brought this out besides the Malachi Martin, and he didn't make it plain. He just mentioned it for those who would know what he was talking about, which I think were very few. But Hillel, walking up and understanding everything that Yahweh was doing, he never concealed anything from her. He talked to her. And then she became bitter, and she started making phone calls and getting on her computer and turning people against the house and against Yahweh. And then, of course, her sons were there to lend her a hand, and lend the ones who were wanting to follow Satan a hand. And it got to where the bitterness just clouded over the plan of Yahweh and what it would actually bring. So the bitterness that Satan holds, and her rivalry to take control, get a control that she thought Yahweh couldn't break, and he's not breaking it, she's breaking it, and he's told her what her way is going to bring her. He told her that she's going to destroy the nations. Nations are going to be a wilderness because of her hatefulness, and because she's teaching her sons to destroy themselves. Most of that's shown in Isaiah 14 that we will get to in just a moment. Eob, we see in Eob 1, 6, 13, 18, and then chapter 2 and 1, how these court cases were going on pretty often. And pretty often. Leave out that T. Be sure and watch these mistakes, but I hope along with watching the mistakes, you'll pay attention to what I'm saying. It's very vital that you pay attention to what I'm saying. Then you'll understand this whole plan. And you'll understand what you can do to destroy yourself trying to destroy me. You'll destroy yourself. You won't destroy me. Yahweh sees to it that you won't. Praise Yahweh. He showed several times, he showed throughout the history of mankind, he showed what would occur when the righteous is taken away. But he allowed Abel to be taken away. And many more besides him taken away. And he said, no one notices it. He's quickly forgotten. He's out of the way, so you can make your own decisions and go your own way. You're a fool if you want to make your own decisions. You're too insignificant to make your own decisions. If you don't believe the scriptures and let the one cent guide you. Now that's the only sense there is. There's no man capable of being president of the United States. I've made the comment several times, it's difficult to run a kingdom. And Yahweh has given me a small kingdom to prove that to me and to prove it to you. Yes. And I'm continually striving to straighten out the problems that arise because people forget what is said or they rebel against what is said. Well, anyway, in trying to run a kingdom, if you can think about the United States and the job that Barack Obama inherited when he came into his regime, and of course the decisions that he had to make and is still making, and he admitted that he was incapable of doing certain things, of bringing about certain things. Well, mankind and womankind, Satan, Hillel, could not see that. Hillel thought she could run this universe. Give me my sons and I'll let them kill all the people who won't come under my rulership. Well, what her rulership is, what we're seeing in the Catholic Church coming forth from the Catholic Church today. That's her rulership, which adds up to all these wars and fighting because the Catholic Church trying to rule the world. The ones that are fighting against and resisting the United States, they're resisting the Catholic Church that the Catholic Church calls democracy. Democracy could be a great word, but it's not. It's they make it an evil word because they twist it to the fact that there is no freedom, and they try to kill off those who would point out the mistakes of the Vatican. The Vatican actually means the divining serpent. She has full control of it. That name wasn't given to them by mistake or by poking a joke. It was given to them to show who they're following, Hillel and her sons, the gods, as we see in Genesis 3, verse 5. But Satan and her sons made appearances before Yahweh to argue the point in court, that mankind wasn't capable of running the world. Well, of course, it seems that she didn't understand what Yahweh's family, the house of Yahweh, is going to inherit, the use of the subconscious mind and the righteousness of Yahweh. Seek, praise Yahweh. Seek Yahweh and his righteousness. Let's go to, while we're on that subject, let's go here and get this information pounded in. Eden in verse 1 and 2, I mean chapter 1 and 2, it actually means house of Yahweh. It means Yahweh. It means hedged about. It means protected place, the protected place. In the last days, the finishing Abel will actually bring peace and joy and love. That's us. If they would look at what we're going to bring and look at the capability we will have very soon to run a kingdom, not the limited amount that every man on earth has today. You could put all of these wise men together and they'd only show how really foolish they are. That's what they've done so far. That's what the Apostle Shaul was inspired to write. They didn't want to retain Yahweh. That meant his righteousness. They didn't want to retain that in their knowledge. And Yahweh let them go. They let them be given up to what they're doing right now. A reprobate mind doing things that poison the body, that bring hatred, wars, and fighting. Well, here in 3 now, here's Satan and her sons, of course, comes against Yahweh. She got her feelings hurt. Now, she holds a pretty high-ranking position in the kingdom of Yahweh. She was very hand-in-hand with Yahweh. She walked up and down with him in the coals of fire. She knew everything he was doing, everything he was planning, and was supposed to be the virgin wife that is shown to us in Ecclesiastes and many places in Proverbs that will always build their husbands up, and Ephesians, always be obedient to their husband as he teaches them the laws of Yahweh. Now that's all set up to run a kingdom, to govern a universe. And it's going to be brought about by Yahweh, but it's not going to include the first sons of Yahweh that created killing machines whose blood actually overwhelmed the microorganisms in the earth. Human blood cries out to Yahweh. Think about the blood that was being shed, poured out upon the earth, never buried, with the dinosaurs that they created to roam and kill everything, poured blood out. And of course, the earth was quickly overwhelmed, the firmament quickly overwhelmed, and here come the waters dumping upon the earth, bringing in salt water to cleanse the earth. That's the only thing that could have cleansed it and helped the microorganisms to get back into shape to where they could bring forth what they were made to do. So then Yahweh created us, mankind. After the dinosaurs were all gone, the earth cleaned up from the salt water, then he created mankind. And mankind was given the promise laid out in writing where no one could deny it. And it wasn't until the Catholic Church changed it and made it weak and then presented it to the public where they could go and say whatever they want to. Here, let's worship Santa Claus. Let's worship the Easter goddess. Well, that was going on back in Samuel's day, and I'll show you exactly where it came from. It came from Egypt, just in case you don't know. But mankind then is given this tremendous promise and showing what Yahweh will make him if he is suitable, if he'll govern his life or her life, submit like a little child to the leader that Yahweh says in plain words, he's not going to turn. He's going to bring you the truth. Now, Abel was taken away, so Yahweh proved the second time what will occur with mankind when Abel is taken away due to what? The results of Satan losing her temper and turning against Yahweh. So you got the same results again here that you had in the beginning. Now, Yahweh made laws and the mankind followed them to a certain extent to bury the dead, and he gave them the knowledge of what's going to occur to you if you don't bury these dead. Well, of course, we saw plagues. The plagues of 1918, 1919, that they made out like a rat was running across the earth and distributing them. Well, it was caused by the wind, the rain that washed them down into the rivers, into the water, that carried them through the air. And people were dying by the thousands, but there was a purpose. Yahweh allowed that to occur. But he held back the flood. If it hadn't have been that Yahweh held back the flood would have already washed this place away. and cleansed it with salt water like it did the first time. This time it's going to be cleansed, but it's going to be cleansed by fire, as we will see. But you can see the hatefulness here in this chapter if you'll just study these first five verses. Get off the computer, get off the playing around, go home and study the scripture. Study these scriptures. Don't just read them. You're not going to get anything by reading, just reading it like you would a storybook. You know, you may as well go to the Catholic Church if you're going to do that. Get it, get the Usual Says program, look these words up, study them, and you will be able to add to this sermon that I'm bringing. Now, the serpent was more subtle and crafty. She was pretty smart. She was really smart than any of the beasts, that is, the leaders, any of the leaders. It wasn't like he was talking to cows and horses. Did you get that now? It wasn't like he was talking about cows and horses when he said beast. Beasts are kingdoms, as Daniel shows it. They're kingdoms, and she's more crafty than them all. I heard a woman say that recently. She was smarter than all the elders in the house of Yahweh. And she was going to build her throne up above the house of Yahweh. Oh, yes, it takes place all the time. Satan can inspire these things. Well, here, this woman, Yahweh shows you just how smart she is. And she's able. She's actually more intelligent than all the beastly systems out there in the universe that are destroying planets at this time. But she herself may have allowed or taught her sons or been with her sons enjoying all this killing. With her character that you see coming forth from her, she may take delight in hurt and harm and bloodshed. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the trees of the garden." Now, Eve knew these laws. Adam did a fine job of teaching her these laws. You can see that in this verse. But we can't touch this other, else we will die. And Satan says, in a fit of anger, still holding resentment for Yahweh. She's never let go of the resentment. You know, you remember in Genesis 49 when Yahweh said their anger, their vengeance, he said, don't let me or my people be found in that council. You won't make it into his kingdom if you do. But she was the tree of righteousness and evil, even in the creation of Yahweh, and Yahweh allowed it as a test for you. Now, what am I talking about? When you get angry, what are you supposed to do? Hang on to that anger? Try to convince your mother that you have a right to be angry? Try to convince your best friends, the ones who want to hate me? What is Yahweh telling you to do? I've told you often, before you say words, you better chew them up. You better chew those words up before you spit them out. And think of what those words might bring. It might be better if you didn't say them. It might be better if you didn't open your mouth, keep your mouth shut, than to say words that will cause a little one to sin, cause a little one to fall away. Yeshua said, he actually mentioned that, to cause a little one to fall away. Well, when you get your feelings hurt, you can go the way of Satan if you want to. It's not beneficial, as the Apostle Paul said. It's allowable. King James says lawful. No, it's not lawful according to Yahweh's law, but it's allowable. It was allowable for Cain to kill Abel. It was allowable for the sons of Hillel to create dinosaurs and poison the earth with their blood. All of these things were allowable. They were not lawful, not according to Yahweh's laws of righteousness. And here in verse 4 now, the serpent said to the woman, you won't die. You won't die. And here is death all over the world. And then a second death promise to those who won't obey, and promise to them. Why? Now, how could you get that death, that second death? You're in the house of Yahweh, and somebody tells you something and makes you angry, and you hang on to it. Look over to Genesis 4, and you'll see, read that, Genesis 4:14, and you'll see what it brings. The thing to do is get it out of your system right then and there. Don't harbor it. You're liable to get your toes stepped on at this feast. You know, Yahweh can test you in many different ways to see if my words are sinking in. It's my words that's going to be guiding you, whether you like it or not. I'm going to guide you to heaven or to hell, either one. But I'm going to show you what you're going to get into, and I'll show you the hell fire that mankind is bringing that will be with you if you try to save your own life in another way. In Genesis 4, he says in verse 14, he says, surely you have driven me out of your house. How many times have I heard that statement? Oh, they forbid me to come back to the house. They drove me out of the house. You know, they're lying like Satan. And Satan was a liar and the creator of lies. You could be begging that person. I even offered up here on the stage to lick the soles of their shoes if that would help them to repent and convert. I would do that. I meant it. I would do it. Well, here now, he says, you have driven me out. I will not be seen by your face. No, he took off the face of Yahweh and he put on the face of Satan. Yahweh's face is shown in the scriptures to be perfect. And that's the face. Let his face shine upon you. That's the prayer for all people today, that you're supposed to be seeking from the heavenly court, which is the house of Yahweh. Today, that's what you're seeking. You're seeking Yahweh's face to shine upon you. That is with righteousness, righteous deeds, righteous acts. Righteous acts is turning from anger. It's not revenge. It's turning from anger. It's turning from bitterness. Instantly, don't do it. Get behind me, Satan. Don't harbor it. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. What does that mean to you? The sun goes down about 7 o'clock today. How many is it going to take to the grave with it? You better be thinking about these words. Yahweh, if he didn't spare his sons, he's not going to spare anyone here. If he spared anyone here and you creeped into the house with your telephone, your computer, and started lying like you're doing now to the public about against Yahweh's house, you would turn people, weak people, children. There's going to be children. Oh, the bread sacks. I would have had that bread sack. Bring me that bread sack. Yahweh, deliver to me that bread sack. He says, I shall be seen by your... I shall not be seen by your face. I shall be a fugitive, a vagabond on the earth. Now, these things right here is what the world is suffering. Being a fugitive and a vagabond. I just brought that out last week, what these words meant. And this is what we're seeing now all over the world. Even here in the United States, we're seeing it. People's houses and lands is taken away from them. They're refugees in their own country. They sucked the water bill up in Abilene, and the people are afraid to gang up in front of City Hall. They sucked the water so high, they lifted it up like a mountain for the people, where the poor cannot pay. You can't live without water. Try going to Catalina, California. Catalina. Oh, that's a high Cadillac, you know, named after the Cadillac. Catalina, California. What a mess. They got one quart of water that they can live on, yes, per day, per family, right now. What do you think that quart of water is costing? We got plenty of water, sewer water in Abilene, but they're selling it so high that people can't pay their bills. And they're saying on the TV, all they're saying is, well, the City Hall will answer your questions, meaning there's thousands of questions out there that need to be answered. Why are you doing this to the people? Well, they want just the rich people to live in Abilene. They want to get rid of poor white, black, brown, yellow trash. And that's what they consider you as trash. Otherwise, they would not be stealing with their water. They're actually stealing money from the poor, from the elderly who live on a fixed income. They're stealing their money. You can't make anything else out of it. And of course, people will take vengeance. They're right now so bitter and hateful, they're like Satan over these water bills. Made it. Praise Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh. Children in the kingdom. Boy, that is Book of Yahweh. Boy is here to stay. The boys are here to stay. The Book of Yahweh is here to stay. Search it. And you will live. Now don't just notice that mistake. Notice what this boy is saying. This is a young child that wrote this. This is beautiful. I got a song along with it, but it's too long to sing, but it's right for me. It's a rap song. Here's a rap for the man who is wrapped in linen, who teaches Yahweh's people to repent, convert, and stop sin in. Oh, it's beautiful. I love you. Whoever wrote that, I love you. You're my son, whether you want to be or not. Well, back to Halil now. I mean, her seed, which is showing up in Cain, who killed Abel, took Abel away. And of course, not long after that now, they brought about a flood. Look at your years. It has to do with when the earth was created. Now, if you'll wake up, I'll tell you that real quietly sometime during this feast. But you're going to have to listen to every word, okay? But that's a hint. How long did it take? Well, here now, get your mind off of that and back here. Fugitive and a vagabond. That is Yahweh willing, I'll tell you, okay? Yahweh willing. Don't say anything. You're going to do anything. You're not capable of doing anything unless Yahweh is willing and helps you do it. Okay, I shall not be seen by your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond. That's what the earth is today. Fugitives and vagabonds is what they are all over the world today. That was a prophecy. That was a prophecy that Yahweh allowed to be written for you, showing what occurs when the righteous man cease. Yahweh said people don't notice it. They won't notice. But he brings it out. He's the one that shows what occurs. On the earth, Isn't it great that the gates of hell won't prevail against this house? Praise Yahweh. For there shall be continual war. It seemed to me like the Savior said that same thing for this generation, this last generation. And here Cain was saying it in the first generation. He had actually wised up a little. It's going to be continual war, vengeance and retaliation. And that's what occurs when a husband gets his feelings hurt and he says, I'll teach her. Or a wife gets her feelings hurt, well, I'll teach him. And it builds from there. There's movies made that you can watch the results of these things. Or there's a scripture here that you can read and it will tell you the end results and tell you, you better not do it. You better train your mind, train your control to where if this occurs, get it out right then and there. Don't let the sun go down on it. You let the sun go down, you do things of a night with the same bitterness and hatred. Okay, now, in Eob, Yahweh shows this, and he shows Satan appearing in front of Yahweh with her sons, with her original sons, and she's wanting a place in heaven. She's wanting to present them as rulers, and he's saying, have you considered my servant? And of course, she wants to bring hateful and bitterness against the servant of Yahweh. This is what Satan puts in the mind of people today to do. And in four different places it shows this. Satan, in running the world, you can see this, Yahweh shows it to you in Isaiah 14. Now, he shows you that he married Satan, and of course, children were produced. Isaiah 14 and verse 12, he gives you the bitter woman. Who can find a virtuous woman? Their price is far above rubies. A virtuous woman is one who builds her husband up, who builds up the house of Yahweh. That's a virtuous woman. We are that virtuous woman. We are. We're the woman, the olive branch that built this house. Yahweh says we are. And we're still building. And we're getting stronger in Yahweh's righteousness every day. But how are you fallen, Satan? How are you fallen from heaven? Oh, Hillel, Lucifer, child of the light, that at one time, child of the light. He taught her everything. Nothing was hidden from her. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. Well, we see the weak nations right now. They can't even solve a simple problem. Not one simple problem. Any problem that arises gets bigger. And then they start getting angry and walking out on it. For you have said, verse 13, you have said in your heart, this is coming from the heart. The hatred and bitterness comes from the heart also. Yahweh speaks of the hatred and bitterness being hidden in the heart. For you have said in your heart, this is on page 539, Isaiah 14, verse 13. I will ascend above the heavens. I'm going to put myself above Yahweh. Meaning she's going to rule. She's wanting to rule the house of Yahweh. I will raise my throne above the stars of Yahweh. Speaking of women, I'm going to raise it above the stars. Speaking of females, to influence the females as she did with Cain. I will sit in the highest palaces. On the holy mountain, that actually means palaces, on the holy mountain, the uplifted place of Yahweh of the congregation. This is the same wording that's found in Isaiah 2 and Micaiah 4. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Yet you will be brought down. You'll bring yourself down, is what he's saying, to Sheol the grave. You'll bring yourself down. You're going to die. You're killing yourself. To the sides of the pit, those who see you and stare at you, they will talk about you, saying, is this the one who shook the earth and made the kingdoms tremble? Is this the one that made the world like a wilderness? And it all started now with one little sin or fit of anger. That's how it gets started. And then it builds from there. Made the world like a wilderness, overthrew the cities in it, and who would not allow her captives to go free. Look on down to verse 21. Prepare slaughter for her children because of their iniquity of their fathers or their mother. Whichever one brings forth the iniquity, their leader, whichever one brings forth the iniquity, teaches and guides it. So now this wilderness here, of course, is spoken of in Isaiah 24, 1 through 6. To bring this world to this wilderness is through the nuclear burning that we're facing right now, that everyone's talking about, that is going to take place and last 1 hour. A great burning. Isaiah 24, 1 through 6. The earth will be burned and few men left. So the iniquity of your fathers, prepare slaughter for the children. That's the children are the ones that's running the seven hills, that's running the democratic nation called the United States, and trying to, as Malachi Martin says, put it into Russia, China, which are resisting and will resist. And so it will lead to war. And the United States hopes to come out on top. The Vatican hopes to come out on top. But Russia also hopes to come out on top, meaning all three of them know the plans that are set forth. It's no surprise what is taking place right now. We're being led into this. But now Yahweh shows a different picture. They're being led into it, but they're being led into it with hope. Satan is leading the world into this to try, as Yahshua said, to destroy heaven and earth. And he said, unless heaven and earth can pass away, then Yahweh's laws are going to come through and they're going to lead the rest of the living. Well, she's hoping to destroy the heavens and the earth. The news media is beginning to catch on that something is going on in outer space now, and it's being talked about. War in heaven. Wars in heaven are spoken of. And stars of heaven will fall, Yahshua said in Matthew 24. And the earth will be burned, the sun darkened. It won't be blown away, but it's going to be darkened. And the moon won't be blown away. It's forever going to shine along with the sun. We see that in Scripture. We know it won't be a total destruction. Because of the iniquities of their fathers or their mothers, the children do this right here. They are going to destroy themselves. So you're a teacher. By action or by words, by your hatefulness, by your uncontrolled words of your tongue. Watch it before you say it. Be sure you think about what results it's going to bring. And then try your best not to slip up. If you slip up, quickly repent. Don't hold on to it. Quickly repent and get it out of your heart and mind. Iniquity of the fathers, so that they may not rise, possess the earth, fill the face of the world with cities. Look on down to verse 24. Yahweh of hosts has vowed, saying, that is, he's prophesied, just as surely as I have planned his plan. As we see in the beginning, the plan was in the beginning. Now, the beginning was not when he created man. The beginning was when he created the earth, and it became a flood. It had to be cleansed. And then he hovered over this and says, let there be light first. Let this come and this for man, all of these things that he made for man. And then he let man destroy it again to prove to you, you've got to have a strong, zealous leader. You've got to. You've got to become strong, zealous leaders in order to possess the earth and be given a job in the earth or in the kingdom. How do you become strong? Not by doing push-ups. That's a little bit stupid. Not by doing ones, as the advertisement go. Seek first the kingdom of heaven by seeking his righteousness. Yes, that can be translated in that manner. By seeking the righteousness of Yahweh. Well, where do you seek it? From Abel. Hunt the place, Deuteronomy says, and go there and do what they tell you to do. Do what the judges, the priest, tells you to do. I have planned, so will it be, so will it come to pass. Just as surely as I have purposed, so will it stand. Look on down to verse 26. This is the purpose, the plan that is proposed upon the whole earth. This is the hand that is stretched out upon all nations. Isaiah 34 says, search out the book of Yahweh and read. Not one of these will fail. Not one. Yahweh is their shepherd. Yahweh is their guide. He's going to bring this about as he proposed, as he wrote, as he had his prophets to write beforehand. It will be fulfilled. And stretched out upon all nations, not one is going to escape this. Do not rejoice, O you in Phoenicia. There's a fiery flying serpent awaiting you. All the nations that he mentions there. The plan, of course, is also shown in Yochanan 1:1, where he also shows life being given. That's Isaiah. We're in Isaiah 14. Isaiah 34, I quoted. Now, let's go back over now to Revelations 6 and keep all of this in mind, because this is showing it firsthand here with a group of four beasts. Group of four beasts that Satan is smarter than all four of them. And that's what the just the third book of Revelation Genesis showed, that she's wiser than all of these, all the quartet. And they got their intelligence, they got their computers now. Knowledge has increased, but the wisdom hasn't increased. And there's a difference in knowledge and wisdom. And of course, mankind, he can have a head full of knowledge, but how to use that knowledge, you know, he can take a head full of knowledge and start a war in his own house or among a nation. And then he can keep building and building bigger weapons and bigger weapons. That's what mankind has done. Well, here in chapter 6 now, we see what the end result will be. Where he says, and I saw the Lamb open one of the seals. Well, to find out about that, you'd have to go back to where they were sealed by Daniel in chapter 12. And then you would see there in chapter 12, in verse 4, Yahweh speaking to one of the witnesses who was prophesied to teach and read and teach the seals as they were opened by Yahshua to him. Now that's shown in Daniel 12 and verse 4. Let's hold your place there in Revelations and look over here to chapter 12 of Daniel. Chapter 12, page 684. Remember what you read. You see the Lamb opening a seal. These were seals that were sealed up. He didn't just open the seal. He gives them to seven works. The last one being the one that shows the secrets of Yahweh. Well, here's now in Daniel 12, verse 1, he says, at that time, this is mistranslated, and I don't have the new translation, but it's far different from this. But basically, at that time will Micaiah send up that great ruler that stands. It's actually the house of Yahweh that stands up at this time. And of course, by mistranslating it, David, if you could bring me a translation quickly, I'd read it. I couldn't find mine. That's the inability of men and women, or mice and men, well-laid plans of mice and men. Okay, but this actually has to do with at this time shall the house of Yahweh stand up at Abel in the great time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation to this same time. No, we've never faced a time like this one. We have nuclear bombs that can burn the earth in 1 hour. That's never been before. We have it. And of course, man and all of his knowledge, he didn't have enough wisdom to keep him from building a bomb that could destroy him, that will destroy himself. And at that time, your people will be delivered. This is speaking, of course, of the place of safety. And Jeremiah 23, verse 15, there's going to be a great gathering that's taking place at this time. That great gathering, it's actually taking place, and Yahweh shows how many and from what directions and everything. He gives details on this. But this great gathering, and it will come to pass that they will no longer say, Yahweh lives who led the children of Israel out of Egypt, but Yahweh lives who led them to the protected place at Abel. Praise Yahweh. Delivered everyone who will be found written in the book of life. Well, of course, Revelations 22 shows you, 22 and verse 12 through 14, Yahshua says, I come quickly, my reward is with me. Blessed are those who keep his laws. His laws are shown to you plain. The results of breaking the laws are shown to you plainly throughout the Holy Scriptures. You have no excuse, and you've been here now with me for 50 years, and you've seen the pitfalls, you've experienced the things that you have let either take over your life, or you have put them out of your life and placed it, Yahweh's righteousness, in your life. Everyone who will be found written in the book of life will be delivered. That's Yahweh's promise to you. Not one of these will fail. I hear my friend David Yehuda coming. Thank you, David. Appreciate it. Daniel, this makes about the 100th copy I've got and lost it. I think I gave it to Benya in a newsletter and she never did send it back to me. at least 100. He gives the Book of Yahweh first that I just read you, that verse 1. But now, here is the true translation of this, as all authorities agree. We have authorities to back us up in the way in what these words mean and how they're supposed to be translated. And at that time, Satan will stand. She's going to stand, as I showed you there in Isaiah 14. Isaiah, I'm reading this now from this page. It's not in your scripture, but you can follow along with me. In your scripture, Daniel 12, verse 1, and see how it's supposed to be written. At that time, Satan will stand before seated judges. Well, this was what was taking place, and it showed to you in Eob. Eob, she comes with her sons and stands before Yahweh in this royal court and presents her case, accusing you. See how fast that heifer down there lost her temper? See how fast that dude lost his temper? And you're going to put him over the universe? You know, this is the argument she's creating in the heavenly courts. Well, now the judgment is made. Satan is cast out. There's no longer any right for her to be back in the house. None. There is no just thing that they're wanting to bring. They want to get back into Yahweh's house, and they want to lead people out of Yahweh's house. But Satan has been barred now from the house of Yahweh. Yes. And at that time, Satan will stand before seated judges and before the heavenly court of Yahweh to put down Israel. That's me, the witness, as you will see Daniel speaking of me in just a little while. The great priest who is like Yahweh. Wow. Did you read that? We can prove this, like Yahweh. And so, yeah, maybe Yah, he gives too much here. There's a whole page. I don't want to read the whole thing, but maybe David can get time to bring this out during the feast. Who is like Yahweh, a priest who is like Yahweh, who stands at Abel, that's here, Abilene, the house of Yahweh, directly west of the original house of Yahweh, for the children. He stands for the children of the people. I stand for you, brothers and sisters. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't stand for you. Children of your people, and there will be a time of trouble. We got it, and it's brewing as it's going to come, such as never was since there was a nation to that same time. And at that time, your people will escape to the protected place of Yahweh, everyone who will be found written in the book of life. Those who practice righteousness, are trying to practice righteousness, are righteous. They may stumble and fall, but the righteous gets back up. Seventy times seven, he said. Okay, so verse 2 now. Found written in the book of life. And many, verse 2, this is Daniel 12, verse 2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth, that is, they're dead, they're in the grave, will awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Now, this is not the same resurrection at the same time. But this is covering the plan of Yahweh, and of course a time period of over 1,000 years. And those who are wise, I got to explaining to you who is wise, who proves they're wise. Anyone who proves they're wise seeks first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness. Those who are wise will shine as the brightness of the heavens, and those who turn many to righteousness, not away from righteousness, not away from the righteous one sent to teach, but to them, to build up the house, to righteousness. He who practices righteousness is righteous. Remember that. They will shine as the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Here is why Yahshua in chapter 6 is opening the seals. Only Yahshua was qualified to open the seals. Only Yahshua was qualified to teach the witness, the branch, the olive branch. And where does he find that authority? In the scriptures. Behold the branch. He will build the house of Yahweh. And Yahshua is given orders to behold the branch. He's the high priest over the house of Yahweh that the branch is said to build. That's you, the house of Yahweh, you people. Yahshua is your high priest. And he said the gates of hell are not going to prevail against you. Praise Yahweh. But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book to the time of the end, until the time of the end. This could never be prophesied before. No one could understand this until Yahshua opened the seal. And then he tells you who he opens the seal for. He doesn't open it for everyone. He opens it for the one prophesied. Behold, the one named the branch. Nothing is left out. You have no room anywhere to doubt or to go aside from what Yahweh shows. I'm bringing in the fine points now, I know that. But I want you to get very fine. Fine is pure gold. As clear as crystal.
Another fine point.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. I remember when David first came to me and wanted to rent a house. And he and I talked about the house of Yahweh for about an hour and a half. And he said, well, I really need a place to stay. And then when he came to pay his rent, I talked to him some more and some more. And finally, he joined this work. Ephesians, and to make all men plainly see how this secret is administered. Yes, this is a great secret, but you right here are actually training for this administration. And we're training for a righteous agency, not the evil agency that was guiding, that Satan used to guide Eve and Abel and so forth. And I know you can't understand Genesis the way that it's written. And this is what throws people off. But Yahweh fixed it this way so it couldn't be understood. And that's what Yahshua explained. He did it so it couldn't be understood. Not by even the wisest man. He couldn't understand it by reading it. But the fact is, there was a lot of people on earth, along with Adam and Eve. They were the descendants of Adam and Eve. They were the first. But this took place over several years, and there were several thousand people, and agencies, religious agencies were formed. God worshipers, that was there, yes. And of course, the house of Yahweh. And Abel and Cain were presenting people. And Yahweh said, these people are unacceptable. These people are, that was his sacrifice that he brought. Anyway, if you'll keep that in mind, I've explained it, I know already, but anyway, and this is Ephesians 3:9, to make all men plainly see how the secret is administered, which has been hidden in Yahweh from the beginning of the ages, who created all things. The way that it should be translated, it makes it quite a bit plainer, is, and to make all men plainly see, clear as crystal, as I brought out last week, see how the secret, the house of Yahweh, has been hidden by Yahweh, who created all things from the beginning of the ages for Yahshua Messiah. The work began in this house with Yahshua Messiah. This is the last. We will never lose our high priest. He will be our high priest forever. Praise Yahweh. Okay, now, let's see. Back to, Revelations. Hold your place in Daniel now. Hold your place in Daniel. And look back to Revelation 6 and verse 1 again. Get your mind back on this. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. And look back to Daniel again, 12 and verse 4. But you, O Daniel, shut up the words. Now, he just gets through giving you the end time prophecy here in three verses and tells you this is going to be a great time of trouble. It is. People are getting worried now because they know we're going to have nuclear war. And they know what nations are going to bring it and what stockpiles of bombs that even, they're saying, even China and the United States, those two nations, could burn the earth in 1 hour. I believe all nations, many nations, are going to be drug into this, and they're all going to try to get first track at their nearest or furthest enemy that they consider their enemies. Well, of course, that's what Satan has put in their mind. But he says, seal it, seal the book until the time of the end. So we're in the time of the end right now. We're in the last generation. It's not going to go any further than this generation. Yahshua says, my words will not pass away. Meaning, as is also written in Isaiah 34:16, where he says that not one of these will fail. So here we see now Yahshua in Revelations opening the seals to show to who? His house. His house. Behold the man, the branch. Behold this man. He's also doing what that word means, promoting this man. Yahshua himself is promoting this man. Otherwise, we would not be able to do this. But it's coming from the sons of man. Yes, it's not coming from God's. This power where we're reaching the nations right now, it's being brought by the house of Yahweh, yes, but it was made possible by Yahweh, and now through Yahshua Messiah. So we're bringing forth this work, telling about, revealing secrets as Yahshua shows them to us. We're revealing those secrets, educating ourselves here in the house of Yahweh, getting ready for this great devastation, depopulation that is planned. It's planned. It's not happening by accident. This thing is planned out, and they got they're bringing everything into vision to where they will think they got it under control, and they'll destroy all the blacks or all the Muslims or all the Buddhists or whatever without killing any of the Catholics. You know, even in their own nation of Catholics, they were fighting so among each other, they were killing one another. And the hatred was brewing everywhere, saying, why did you rape my boy? Why did you rape my daughter? Why did you steal my land? You know, they did the same thing in Mexico that they did in the Seven Hills of Rome. Yahweh moved them to the Seven Hills of Rome. We're going to see that in detail, Yahweh willing. We got a great feast. It's what you make it now. Remember that. If you let your anger build up and hang on to it, I, I feel sorry for you because you really can enjoy these feasts. They're a real blessing. There's going to be some activity at the peaceful scene. I don't know if it was announced or not. But the rumor got around that there's going to be a lot of free food down there, that I was told. There's a lot of fruit that's going to be put on sukkahs in the morning. Maybe today, I don't know when, but it's going to be put there. And starting after sundown, you can go visit a sukkah if you want to and pick you some fruit. If you'll eat a little bit of fruit, that will help you. If you eat your honey and butter, it'll help you even more. Yahweh says that when the enemy passes this flood towards you to try to destroy you, you know, most people would run and find them a hole to crawl into. Most people will think, well, maybe it's safe up at Alaska. Well, no, it's going to melt that too. Yahweh says there's no safe place on earth except right here. But this flood that's meant to destroy heaven and earth, as Yahshua said, this is the flood he is talking about, where Satan, when the enemy tries to flood us to wipe out heaven and earth to prevent Yahweh's work, we're going to hold up a banner way high. We're going to hold up a banner against them. Now, Yahweh, think of this now. While they're preparing to kill us, you know, here we are holding up a banner really high. Really, really nonchalant, you know, not worried at all about her threats and her and the wars that are coming. If you see what we're doing, what Yahweh has done there, he's showing Satan that the house of Yahweh is not worried about these nuclear wars you're presenting. They're not worried. All you're going to do is kill off everybody else. Now that's what's going to take place. Here they are over here driving nails and hammers and putting up a banner way high, way high. How many have seen it yet? Quite a few. This is something the world, all the courthouses everywhere has rejected. There's been people taking 10 commandments to the courthouses and set them up overnight and bricked them in, and they took it to law. Their law said, get rid of it. Get rid of those 10 commandments. Well, while the whole world now proved they don't want them in their courts, they don't want them in their churches, 4,199 religions have refused the 10 commandments. Only the house of Yahweh holds up this banner. Hi. Yahweh said, build that mountain high. And someone said, he call it Mount Sinai? Is that what he said? No, he said, build it high. What'd you say, Sinai? Well, it's there and it's there for all the world to see. All they got to do is drive down 603. Now, I know you wouldn't believe all the meaning behind this, but just as that 1,000 on that boat carries about a page of meaning, about a full page in Strong's Concordance, but 603 does too. My Social Security number also carries it. My tags on my car, my phone numbers carry it. Now this couldn't be a coincidence, don't you think? I mean, everything I've got and said and brought forth to you carries this same message. We are the house of Yahweh. And we're the only ones only religion on the face of the earth. The 4,199 others has rejected, and we're holding it up for all to see, and we are the ones who obey it. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader. I love you.